Chicago. Not the city, the band. Keep that in mind in just a moment. Your morning team on WSGW. Charlie, Denise, Pat, and you. A little one-hit wonder fun.
Me and Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on.
Why does it seem like songs about marriage infidelity do so well?
We both know that it's wrong. But it's
not this one. Rupert Holmes' Escape.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Two that come to mind that were number one songs. You're listening on 100.5 and 790, Siri and Alexa, and WSW.com. 50 years ago, Billy Paul was number one for 3 weeks at the end of 1972 with Me and Mrs. Jones. All right, Billy. Everybody sing along.
Mrs. Jones.
Our one-hit wonder song. I'm sure he did other music, and he did, but when you think of Billy Paul, this is what you think of.
This is
Big one. Yeah, Mrs. Jones.
Yeah. Timeless.
Grammy award-winning song.
Oh.
By the way, yeah. That's how big it was.
Okay.
So big was Billy Paul that Questlove, a few years ago, referred to Billy Paul, equating him with Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder, calling him one of the criminally unmentioned proprietors of socially conscious post-revolution 60s civil rights music.
Mm. That's a mouthful.
It is. High praise.
All right.
High praise. And you start to look into some of the tidbits about Billy Paul. A one-hit wonder who, in 1957, when he went into the armed services, he was stationed with Elvis Presley and Gary Crosby, Bing Crosby's son.
Wow. Nice.
How about that?
That's cool.
How about that?
I didn't know that.
And I never knew, and I don't remember this, and it's not that long ago, that this song was involved in a big lawsuit relating to the 2000 Olympic Games. Because that's the games that featured track and field star Marion Jones.
Okay.
And Nike aired a commercial. She was the face of the 2000 games. And the campaign was entitled Mrs. Jones. And they used the soundtrack so they could have this Me and Mrs. Jones. Nike had one problem. They never asked Billy Paul's permission.
Right. How's that possible?
How? Especially a company
corporate
like Nike.
Lawyers and all this stuff that you don't, they didn't know publishing rights?
It says here that Billy Paul heard it. He called his lawyers. It says he sought $1 million, and it doesn't say if he ever received it or what he received, but the company, it says here, a spokesperson for Nike called the decision to air the song without permission a very stupid mistake.
You think.
You would think.
Putting it mildly.
They probably settled it out of court.
Or maybe it's because, if you unfortunately remember, Marion Jones, who was very successful, eventually was stripped of all her medals because of drug use.
That's right.
Yeah,
she tested positive.
So they wanted to keep all of that out of the news as much as possible.
So whether that hurt his efforts, I don't know.
What I was curious about is, you know, so often you hear about these ballads and things that are based on just that kernel of truth. I wonder, was this based on a true story?
You know, I didn't read anything about that. And if I did, I wouldn't tell. I'd keep it a secret.
Billy Paul saves that for his autobiography.
Why am I drawing a blank on his name? R&B singer. He did Ghostbusters. He was known. Ray Parker Jr.
Didn't he also
do a song about, was it called The Other Woman or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Big hit in the early 80s.
Yes, I think so. What was the name of that song? Someone look it up. I got to know. Yes.
The Beatles' Norwegian Wood.
What was that?
That's John Lennon telling the whole world of him having an affair. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
It's popular way to to announce something that perhaps you don't want to admit, but you do it in song, people will say,
based
on a true story, as Denise said, is there a kernel of truth in there? I don't know. Billy Paul, one hit wonder song for this Monday. You know, we only have a couple of more one hit wonder songs.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was looking at the calendar.
Because post Thanksgiving, Christmas music starts on WSGW.
You don't have any one hit wonder Christmas songs?
Oh, I can think of a few.
Oh, yeah, I can think of a few. I can think of
usually they're very obnoxious. Some I wish were one hit wonders that aren't.
And by the way, that Ray Parker Jr. song was titled The Other Woman.
It was called The Other Woman.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Denise.
Thanks, Denise.
Doing the research for us because we were too lazy to do so.